Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. So, you know, you've been hearing all about it. The United States spy plane or not spy plane. Or I had a guy call yesterday say it's not a spy plane. Well, whatever the thing is that those guys were on board destroying the equipment of. And I don't know if it wasn't a spy plane. Let's say it was a catering truck, man. Do you really got to get rid of all the hamburgers before you land in China? I think it's had something going on there. They're going into the, you know, into the second week now, or close to the second week of these guys, the American service people on board that plane being in the custody of the Chinese. The Chinese are demanding an apology. And we're going to take a little bit closer look at this news story with Roland Schwind, who is a writer for the China Pacific Digest, who is, that's the wrong line. I think he's over at Williams on the Peninsula in Palos Verdes. And, Roland, how are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay.
Let me tell you that I'm in the middle of having some early dinner, and I was not expecting your phone call, so forgive me if I'm not completely up to snuff on what you want to talk to me about.
Did Mike tell you what we wanted to talk about?
Well, he said you wanted to talk about the situation with the Chinese and the EP-3.
Yeah, the American plane that was shot down?
I don't know what I can help you with. It's a very, very complex issue, and I'm sure your audience understands when I say that the issue is complex to the point that some of those people in your audience may not understand that. I don't mean them any disrespect, but this is a highly sensitive issue involving espionage, international relations, and international law. So I'm not sure what I can do to help you.
Well, okay, forgive me for interrupting your dinner. Let me just ask you this. It's a very basic question. The Chinese have been offered by President Bush a expression of regret over the loss of their pilot. Will that satisfy them?
The Chinese have been offered an expression of regret. It's a step in the right direction, but it's not going to be enough. The Chinese will require an apology if we hope to see these pilots again.
And it's that serious?
I forgive me, Phil. What?
You say the Chinese will require an apology if we hope to see these flyers again. It's that serious?
Is it that serious? Let me try and put this into terms that you and your audience might understand. China is a very big country. It has over 1 billion people in population. It has been around as a nation thousands of years. It has undergone dynastic cycle, an attempt at a republican form of government, and now the Marxist-Leninist regime that it lives under today. The people there are a sophisticated people philosophically, and they are a very courageous people in terms of how they defend their country. So when you say it's that serious...
Well, is the answer to the question yes?
Yeah, well, the answer would be yes, but I'm trying to put it in a way so that you'd understand it.
And I understand it. You're saying the China, it's very serious to the Chinese. But your comment was a little frightening. You said they're going to need an apology if we ever hope to see these flyers again.
Oh, absolutely.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Am I boring you with these questions?
No. It's just, it's difficult for me to express to you and to the people that are listening to you what this is. This is very, very high-level stuff. The Chinese...
Well, I'm well aware of that. I mean, I know that we've got behind-the-scenes communications going on, and a lot of what's being said is proffered for propaganda.
The Chinese have demonstrated, Phil, a willingness to brainwash and assimilate prisoners of war. They did it in Korea. They can do it to this crew. You know what I mean by brainwash and assimilate?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what I mean by brainwash and assimilate? Do you know...
Yes, meaning what they did to a lot of Korean prisoners of war. They tried to assimilate them into their own culture, make them communists, and make them part of their society?
That is correct. And what I'm saying is they could do this to the crew that they have captured.
The crew of the...
The crew of the spy plane, as you put it. Okay? I think the Chinese are pleased by our expression of regret, but they will need a full apology. If you want to see these boys assimilated, and that process begins with education, re-education, domestication with a Chinese woman, and a lot of other things, the Chinese are going to, you'll just give the expression of regret. If you want to see these boys again, you need an apology.
All right.
You don't understand.
No, I understand. So they need an apology.
And not only do they need an apology, but they're going to need it from President Bush, and President Bush is going to have to travel to China.
Okay, that I don't understand.
President Bush, the President of America.
I understand that, Roland, yes.
You know, you've interrupted my dinner.
And well, I'm sorry. I know who he is.
All right. Do you know what I mean that he has to travel to China?
Yes, he has to get on Air Force One and go to China.
That's what I'm saying. He has to fly to China, and they'll land the big airplane that he's on.
You know, I'm really offended.
Well, I'm trying to explain to you and the people that you're... What do you call it? The audience. What this is. This is very complex.
All right. You are saying the Chinese are going to require a personal apology from President Bush, and he has to fly to China.
Phil, you remember President Nixon going to China?
Yes.
You remember he took Kissinger?
Yes, I do.
The Chinese don't come to us. We go to them. They are a thousand-year-old country. The Chinese are the ones who are to be honored and respected here. Our president flies there, and he must go through a process called Ni Hao. This is a form of apology that foreign leaders must undergo if they have offended the leaders of China.
And I don't know what Ni Hao is, man. Is this some...
This is when an American president or any world leader goes to the Chinese. And Ni Hao is a form of apology. It is usually done with the shirt off and the hands and feet bound. It is unusual, but it is ancient. And President Bush is going to have to apologize in front of millions of Chinese because this is a televised event.
And wait a second. Bush is going to go to China, have his shirt taken off, have his feet and hands bound, and apologize.
This is a form of apology, yes. I don't know if it's the form of apology the Chinese will require. We can only hope and pray that what the Chinese ask us to do in form of apology is simply for President Bush to go there and meet with their leader. I'm praying that that's all it will take, because I don't want to see our president humiliated any more than you.
All right, Roland Schwinn is with us. He is a writer for, forgive me, Roland.
China Pacific Digest.
China Pacific Digest. Speaking to us from Williams on the Peninsula. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're saying that the Chinese are not going to be satisfied with the regret, expression of regret. They need a full apology, and they're going to need it from a president who has to fly to China and possibly undergo some sort of form of ancient form of apology where his feet are bound. And
this is, yes, the possibility. The Chinese are a people who are formidable, Phil, and they are an ancient people, and they don't come to us, and they don't particularly look at us as a nation worthy of respect because we're only 200 years old. The Chinese need to have... Look, Phil, it's no secret white people aren't in the majority anymore. We're in the minority. We don't hold the cards. And this is it.
So President Bush needs to fly to China. Well, you know what? They sounded conciliatory when he said...
Look, this is going to be good for Bush. All he has to do, he'll get his feet wet. He'll learn a little bit about foreign policy. It'll be an excuse for the American president to go over and see a new country. He'll learn that other countries don't just step and fetch it anymore when America says that it's going to do something. So President Bush gets on the big airplane... He flies.
I understand.
You know what I mean, that he has to apologize?
Yes.
He has to go over and say, I'm sorry.
I got it. Why are you talking to me like I'm stupid?
Phil, I don't believe you're stupid, but the people that listen to your, you know...
They're not stupid. They understand. So he's got to fly to China and apologize.
On?
On the big airplane called Air Force One.
That's right, on the big airplane. Now do you understand?
I understood at the beginning of this hour when I said, is it an expression of regret or is it... Is it an apology? And you said, and what do you mean we may not see these flyers again?
We may not see them again. If we do not apologize, the next time you see those American flyers, they'll be in mouse suits. Now, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Okay, so... All right.
You understand now?
Yes, I understand. Hold on for a minute. Jeez, every time I bug this guy, he's eating. Every time we call this guy, he's eating, and he talks to me like I'm the biggest moron. President Bush is going to fly over there in the big airplane. Basically, that's Roland Schwinn. He is a very, I got to tell you, he knows his stuff. He's a writer for China Pacific Digest. He says that the expression of regret over the Chinese pilot won't be enough. We will have to apologize to the Chinese. They are due it because they're such an ancient country. And if we don't, it's possible we may never see these flyers again. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Roland Schwinn from China Pacific Digest, basically saying that in order for us to get our pilots back, in order for us to get the crew of that EP-3 back, President Bush will have to personally travel to China and apologize. And you base this on an ancient Chinese custom? And
well, Phil, first of all, we have slapped them across the face by landing our plane on their territory without any permission, with landing our plane on their territory without any health quarantine, without going through any rigorous customs. Bush gives an apology, or in a few weeks' time, we could get 23 body bags.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you it's possible. Now, we can play it tough, and we can pretend like it's a movie, and we're all going to, you know, we're Bruce Willis in Die Hard, and we're saying, hey, Hansi, baby, as he falls. Or we can get with the grown-ups and realize this is reality. President Bush, and this is a chance for him to be presidential, by the way, because as you know, and everyone of your...
My audience.
Of the audience... You know that he hasn't been very presidential lately, and I don't know if he ever will be. This is an opportunity for him to stick his head into the jaws of the lion. Let's see what he's got in his pants.
Boy, you know, for a guy who's got who's well-spoken and who has a right... That was very crude.
What?
Let's see what he's got in his pants.
Well, Phil, we're talking about Georgie Porgy Jr. here, who wants to pretend to be president. Let's see if he qualifies.
Well, maybe it's being tied. I don't know. 1-800-449...
That's right. You don't know.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Roland Schwinn here. Here is Pam on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I'm not sure that this reporter is well-spoken.
Well-spoken? I'm trying to put
like
it into
condescending attitude.
Well, I'm trying to put it into terms that you will understand, Pam.
Sir, I completely understand. First of all, you're repeating yourself, saying that we won't understand, and you can't even remember the word audience.
I know you're the audience. I'm.
You're eating dinner and you're preoccupied and you're not having.
Well, I was called in the middle of dinner by this Mr. Henry, who wants me to explain to you. And I don't know that it's something you can understand.
Because I'm not you?
Let me ask you a question, and I know you're going to laugh at this, but you know what nipple clamps are. You do, okay? Do you know that they're used as a torture device?
I probably knew that.
All right. Do you also know that there's a possibility that President Bush, in traveling to China, we'll have to put these on.
Oh, come on.
No. You see, she's laughing. This is why. What's the point of me being on your program?
Have you had too much wine?
No. What is the point of me being on your program, Phil?
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about things that you and your audience don't understand. I'm talking about the need of a U.S. president to go to an ancient land like China and apologize for this transgression. And American people, as tough as they think they are, don't know what they're up against when they're up against the Chinese.
All right, look at Pam. Did you have anything to say?
Well, I think that the thought of our president going over there and proving himself...
I know, you don't like it, and it's really bad, and it makes you feel bad, and blah, blah, blah. The fact of the matter is, if
wait,
you
wait,
want
wait,
to
wait,
save
wait,
the lives
my
of these
sentence
people...
For me.
Don't what?
Don't finish my sentence for me.
That's exactly what you're going to say, though. You don't want the president to embarrass himself. I know Chinese culture. This is the way that it has to be.
You know what? It's not going to be that way. We know that our president is not going to go over there.
All right, then you've got 24 dead servicemen. That's fine. You can do it any way you want to do it.
All right, thank you for your call. Here is Darren on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this guy's crazy.
Anything else, sir?
Yeah, he's crazy because there's no way that George Bush is going to go over there and let these...
Oh, I see, Darren. And what's your experience with all of this? And what's this? What's your experience? You know, what we have here, Phil, is an audience that wants to see the president as Big Daddy, who's really tough and rough and is going to back the Chinese down. Of all the American presidents we've ever had, George W. Bush is not the president to bully the Chinese. George W. Bush is not the guy to...
You don't think he's tough enough?
Oh, I know he's not tough. Maybe his father. George W. Bush is not the president for this particular moment in history. And that's why I say, if for us to save the lives of these pilots, for us to save the lives of these servicemen, it's going to take somebody with a way bigger set of balls.
Okay, man, you keep using that term. Robert on the Phil Hendry Show, hello. Robert, hello. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment that I don't believe President Bush should have to go anyplace.
Well, I don't think he should, but he's going to have to.
He shouldn't have to. What the Chinese should do is release the POWs.
Well, Robert, you understand what I mean when I say they're not going to release them. You get that, don't you?
You don't understand that. They're going to eventually.
No, they're not going to, Robert. Okay, Robert? I'm glad I could help you. Any of the other little people out there, Phil, want to ask questions?
What do you mean, any of the other little people out there?
Well, you've got a lot of people that just don't. They don't get life.
Okay. Any of you other little...
Just ask them.
Any of you other little people have questions?
Because I've got dinner to eat.
Well, I'm really sorry that I interrupted your dinner.
But these questions are naive. They're the questions of children. President Bush is going to do what the Chinese tell him to do. Now, he can do it the easy way, which is to sit down and say he's sorry, or he can do it the hard way, which is to be leaned over a barrel and his pants pulled down. And
okay.
I'm serious.
All right, here is Bob on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I don't know where you're getting this guy from. You know, I've been all over the world. I've spent 38 years in the military. We are the superpower.
Oh, is that right,
Bob?
Is that right? And you've been all over the world.
And, you know,
what were you in, the Coast Guard?
All right, look at Bob. Hold on. What,
okay.
Roland?
Bob, what were you in, the Coast Guard? You were...
Man, I don't think so. I rode submarines for 16 years,
submarines,
and I was 32 years as a sergeant.
Well, Bob, I'll tell you what. George Bush is going to know the genitalia of another man before the...
Okay, that's it.
Oh, man, you're trash. That guy's terrible. He's the worst person I've ever heard on a radio.
Get him back on here.
What, did you hang up on me?
Yes, I did. That was unnecessary.
What was unnecessary? Telling the truth? Hey,
you
Bob.
You don't know the truth.
Hey,
you,
Bob,
can't tell the truth.
I guess you see a lot of the world from a submarine, don't you? Jesus.
Man, I've
all
seen
right.
a lot of the world.
Yeah,
I'll tell
bet
you,
you
I'm
50, I think, and
I'm
then you woke up.
Years old. I've been 57 years old, and I've been all
You've
over
been 57 years old, huh? Well, I can tell
yeah.
you, I've never been 57 years old. So that's one thing you got over me.
Okay, Bob, thanks for your call. Boy, am I sorry that I ever even called you up.
Did you get a load of that guy? Hey, I'm in a submarine. I've seen a lot of the world. You know, I went down to the submarine at Disneyland. The only thing I saw was a bunch of plastic plants.
Okay. Well, anyway, there is whatever the hell his name is, Roland Schwinn, with his assessment of the Chinese situation. 1-800-449-8686. Basically, he's saying that President Bush has got to go over there and put on nipple clamps for the Chinese in order for us to get our servicemen back. He also made a very bold statement that we're going to get back 20, whatever it is, 24 body bags. Okay, so maybe I'm too stupid to figure it out. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Bill Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And among the other things going on, this was a wild story about baseball's average salary busting past the $2 million mark for the very first time. Now, that really shouldn't be news, because after all, the NBA's estimated average salary is $3.53 million. That's the average salary of a ball player in the NBA. But you know, the rosters in the NBA are much smaller. You're only carrying 12, 13 guys on a roster in baseball. What are they carrying, 25, 30 guys? So $2 million average salary in baseball, and nearly half the players in the major leagues, 425 of 854, will make $1 million or more, according to a study by the Associated Press. And there are a lot of people who seem to think that this is wrong, and among them is Austin Amarca, who is part of a consortium of baseball fans in California, Southern California, and also there are contingencies of these folks in the Southwest as well as the Southeast trying to get some kind of a groundswell movement to boycott Major League Baseball this season. And Mr. Amarca, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
And tell us about, you're angry, and everybody was angry and or at least perplexed by that salary that Alex Rodriguez got from the Texas Rangers. And what was it?
That salary, Mr. Andrew, was $252 million over 10 years. That works out to about $25 million a year. I think baseball fans, and I've been a baseball fan my entire life. I'm 48 years of age, and I think baseball fans are outraged. And I believe that the time is right for a boycott of baseball. And what I mean by that is a complete and total boycott. We do not go to the games. We don't watch the games on TV. And I am absolutely adamant about this. I believe a boycott of baseball is going to go a long way towards solving this problem. Many of these people...
Can I jump in here and ask you who Larry Amarca is? Larry's your son.
Yes, Larry is my son.
And he's a baseball player, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's at... He's at Pearl Valley or Peach Valley High right now in Santa Clarita.
And he's a major league prospect.
Yes, sir, he is. And that was one of the things that I wanted to mention. I've got a son who is a senior right now in high school. He will probably sign a major league deal this summer. And
but now, doesn't that, the fact that you're calling for a boycott because of the high salaries of baseball and your son is going to sign a major league deal, doesn't that put you on opposite sides of the fence here?
That technically would, yes, sir. And but I believe that we can do a boycott. What I'm saying is...
Are you going to go to baseball games?
Well, what I would say is this...
Or are you going to boycott? I mean, I'm trying to find out. You've got a son who's going to sign a major league deal this summer.
I am not going to do any boycotting, no, sir. Because I have the opportunity, my son has an opportunity right now, but I am calling on other baseball fans to boycott. Right now, my son Larry's being looked at by the Montreal Expos, also the Texas Rangers, and the San Diego Padre baseball organization. So he does have an opportunity.
But you want everybody else?
I think we should boycott baseball because I think these salaries are uncontrolled. I think they're outrageous. They make me angry. I can't personally be a part of this boycott, though, because of the fact that that my son is going to be one of the top prospects in the country. He might be the beneficiary of a salary that would obviously benefit his family as well as him. And so right now it's a little difficult for me.
Okay. You got to forgive me, Mr. Mark. I don't understand.
I know what you're going to say. How can I be... want to boycott baseball but not boycott it myself? I think I can answer that question by simply saying I love my son very much. And I've got an opportunity that most parents never have. My son might be a Major League Baseball prospect. In fact, he is a Major League Baseball prospect. And I have the opportunity that most parents will never know. And that is a son who is going to succeed to the tune of possibly 8 figures a year. And I don't think many parents can say that. So while, yes, sir, I am very upset about the salaries in baseball, I think my son's an exception because he's a good boy. He's not one of these guys that come in from you know, the Dominican Republic and try to squeeze a ball club owner for everything he's worth, try to squeeze a nickel till the buffalo screams. I'm talking about a good boy, an American boy, you know, and I have to also say, when I close my eyes and I think about the deal that Larry can get from one of these ball clubs, I also think about a little something called a Power Play 33 SF fish, and maybe you don't know what that is.
No, sir, I don't. What is that?
That is a hybrid performance fishing boat. It is a V-bottom speed demon, but it's also used for sport fishing. And I have all my life dreamed about having something like that.
Okay, sir, I know that you're emotional right now. And
yes, sir.
And I realize that you're dreaming about getting a fishing boat, but you're saying two contradictory things. You're saying that you want baseball fans to boycott baseball because of outrageous salaries, but your son deserves a big salary, and you're not going to personally boycott baseball because he's a baseball prospect.
That's because, again, Mr. Wright, I know it sounds hypocritical, but it's not.
Well, explain to me how it's not hypocritical.
Because most people don't have a child who can excel the way mine excels. Everybody's proud of their children. And everybody's proud when a boy comes to his father, for instance, and says, "Hey, Dad, I got a job at the gas station. Hey, Dad, I got a job. Oh, you know, I got overtime today at the lumber yard. Hey, Dad, you know, I got a cement finishing job," something like that. My boy, though, is different. My boy is going to come to me and say, "Dad, the New York Yankees want me to play baseball for them."
And this is an emotional dream for you.
Yes, sir, it is.
And so as a result of that, you don't want to deprive your son of that.
I do not want to deprive it. I will not deprive my son.
And all right. So your feeling of the boycott is this. You want all the other baseball fans to boycott baseball, but you're
going to
go.
I'm going to continue to support. In spirit, I'm with the boycott. In spirit, I hate overpriced ball players. But I also love my son. And
I have to call you on something you said. Your son isn't some money-grubbing Dominican who wants to squeeze a nickel till a buffalo screams. Your son's a good American. Are you trying to tell me that some of these foreign ball players are not worth that money?
I'm not saying that.
Well, then what are you saying?
I'm just saying I'd like to see the money go to an American ball player first, but I also want to see people boycott baseball. I hate baseball, and I think they should boycott it, but I can't right now because I got my eye on the Power Play 33 SF fish. This is the sweetest. This thing will do probably about 50 knots.
Okay, that's the boat dream that you have, and that's all well and good. I'm just curious as to why it is you get to have your boat, your son gets to have a salary, but the rest of the people in this country must boycott baseball.
I think I've explained it to you because my boy is a special boy. I don't know what to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Sir, you are being such a hypocrite.
No, sir, I'm not. No,
well,
sir.
You are telling me that I have to boycott baseball, but yet you're going and supporting baseball by going to your son's games. He's the one that...
I would say, first of all, you should boycott baseball because the salaries are out of control.
Well, sir, your son, hopefully, I hope for you...
My son...
...will probably be supporting you while you're in the home. He'll probably be making those millions of dollars.
Yeah, and I want him to be able to sign the contract, but then have baseball go out of business, because my son signs a contract, that means that's guaranteed.
Exactly.
So he gets his money so that baseball can go out of business.
You've lost me.
How did I lose you? It's as easy as the nose on your face. If my son signs a major league contract, that money's guaranteed. Then,
right,
when baseball goes out of business, he still gets paid.
Well, that's great, but I don't think baseball...
Do you have a son? Do you have a son?
No, I don't. I have three daughters.
Okay, so you're never going to know the joy that I have of a major league baseball...
I agree with the guy here, Jim. How can you say boycott baseball, but my son gets to play?
Do you know what the joy is to see a boy stand on a big league mound and throw the hard, heavy heat in there?
Well, that's great and all, but baseball will go broke if people don't show up for the games and support it.
That's right, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, then you're not going to see your son on the freaking mound playing,
exactly,
throwing the ball.
Bull crap, bull crap. I'll see my son Why would you say that to a man who's proud of his boy? The possibility of the New York Yankees...
I'm saying it because you want it to go out of business.
Just like every other... You're a baseball fan, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Do you want a boycott?
No. I don't see
what kind of bullcrap is that? So you want to see this Alex Rodriguez and all of that?
Don't mispronounce names on purpose.
Well, I'm very upset that this guy gets $252 million for 10 years.
Well, I don't agree with it either, but...
Okay, hey, that's what I say. Let's boycott, huh?
Deal with it. I'm not going to boycott baseball.
Deal with it. Every morning I get up and I rip the sports page in half. I don't read it anymore.
What if it was your son making the $252 million? You wouldn't be tearing up the newspaper now, would you?
Not with my son, no.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
So why are you boycotting baseball?
Because I hate the high salaries.
What the hell are you saying?
Oh, both you guys are goofier.
Where did you get this guy, Phil?
Well, you called up the show, and you said that you wanted to boycott baseball.
Which I do.
And you want your son to make a lot of money.
Yes, sir.
Oh, bug off.
Wait, no, you know something? I'll tell you.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show back here with this gentleman. His name is Austin Amarca, and you are trying to get a number of fans. You know, every time, Mr. Amarca, with due respect to you, sir, every time something in baseball happens like big salaries or a strike, I hear fans say, let's boycott.
That's right, and let's strike. And I know your frustration, Mr. Henry. I'm simply saying we've got to do it because, you know something?
What? You've got a problem with baseball.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I was a young man of 23 years of age. I was playing in the Santa Clarita Valley Softball League. Now, I'd moved here from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'd originally from Austin, Texas. So I'd come to California. I'm in a industrial softball league. We've already had my son, and I take a foul ball, a direct hit, and I think you know what I mean.
You took a foul ball, a direct hit. You got hit in the scrotum with a foul ball.
Yes, I did. And I was told by the doctor I couldn't have any more babies with my wife.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, and I hate, God, I hate that foul ball to this day. I can see that thing coming back at my sack, and I couldn't react. I couldn't get out of the way, almost as if I was frozen in time, like I wanted that thing to just go, yeah. And I walked knock-kneed for a week. For a week, I walked around with my knees together.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir, and I think that there's a personal problem you have with baseball, that you were sterile as on account of a foul ball, but I don't get how that means you want your son to make the big jack.
Because he's my son. The only one I was able to have before I took the direct hit.
Okay, here is Mira on the Phil Henry Show. Mira, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I think this gentleman has a problem.
I got a problem.
He doesn't mind having his son getting a big salary. However, he minds that somebody else, a foreigner, gets a big salary. But I think his problem is that he's a racist, basically. That's the bottom line.
Now, wait a second. Hold on, Mira. I am not a racist. I work with all kinds of people. I just would rather see you.
And then what's your problem?
I took a foul ball off. I took a foul ball off of my and I'm talking to a lady, so I want to be polite. The ball came back off the bat and hit me right in my scrotalia.
But that's your problem.
I'm sorry.
You have to grow up.
What did you say?
You took a foul ball. That's your problem. You have to grow up.
My problem is that my testicles do not function up to their capability.
Well, that's your problem. You don't have to bring it into the public and take it out on other people.
Deal with it.
You have to grow up. Deal with it. All right, that's all I have to say.
Mira, I got no functioning ball sack, and you're yelling at me about that?
You need to deal with your own problems.
I resent being called a racist because I am not a racist.
Foreigners.
I think you're a hypocrite.
Work hard.
You're mad because there's no Filipino ball players.
You have a big problem.
No, ma'am.
You're a racist.
Ma'am, you're angry because there's no Filipino ball players.
Okay. All right. You're saying she's angry because there's no Filipino ball players.
That's right.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Eric on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm kind of agreeing with her. I'm more and more I'm listening to it. You do sound a little more racist.
Whoa. Wait a second. Racist?
Yeah, I mean, you're just saying you don't want nobody. You want an all-American.
I said American. Now, I know, Eric, you're from America, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from America.
I'm from California.
I'm from Los Angeles.
All right, I'd rather see you get all that money than some guy just pulled into town from Manila or wherever the hell the guy's from.
Yeah, if he deserves it, if he can pitch good, if he can catch good, if he's hitting over.
Oh, come on, Eric. You know as well as I do. You're standing on a corner. You see another Korean deli go in on your street, another one of them liquor stores, it probably burns your ass like it would mine, too.
Come on. Can we get off of this kick, you guys? You're the guy who's saying that you don't want to have your kid playing, but you still haven't addressed
that. Exactly.
What did I say?
You want your kid playing baseball, getting the fat salary, but you still want to...
By the way, Eric, will you boycott baseball?
For what reason?
I mean, because they make too much money.
I think that some of the contracts are a little high.
There you go.
You know what? But now, you know, you look at the games and you see what type of... how good they're playing, and you know some of these guys deserve it.
Eric, let me tell you something. You know that lady that called in from that last lady?
Uh-huh.
You know, I should have asked her. Look, how much chrome can you put on an 87 Tercel anyway? I mean, she's at the. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, what is she validating?
Really, though, I mean, you want your son to have all the. It's okay until your son gets the money. And after your son gets the money, now boycott it and shut it down because daddy wants a new boat.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question here.
If I ever saw your son, I'd really let your son know, don't buy daddy a damn thing. Daddy don't deserve it because daddy's out here want to boycott it until you get your money. I can understand where you're coming from as a father, but as somebody listening to it out on the street, man, that don't make no sense.
You want to boycott it
until your son gets his money, and then after your son get his money, then okay. Everything just shut it down. No, what about the other players out here that's trying hard to try to make it to the pros?
But they're not my boy Larry Amarca. He's got an arm on him like Sandy Koufax. And I'll let I just want to say...
Well, if he has an arm on him, don't you think he deserves that type of money then, right? If he has an arm on him, he deserves that type of money. Why can't anybody else that's playing in the baseball league deserve that money if they have an arm like that? Why do you want to blame...
Because I took
a boy to get it,
Eric.
He has an arm,
Eric,
and he can throw real damn good. But somebody else coming into the league that can throw real good, they shouldn't get that amount.
Sir,
of money,
I have
right?
to tell you that I do not have functioning testicles today because of baseball.
Okay, you told us that story already.
Yeah, that's your problem. We don't even want to hear that. That don't got nothing to do with us. We talking about your son and you and your boat.
Could I ask you a question? Have you ever taken a foul ball off the ball bag?
I took the foul ball to the head. I took it to the arm.
On the ball bag?
I took it to the neck. I got black eyes behind it.
But you never said
it happens.
Yeah, but you never said you took one off the ball bag.
Man, they've been
come on!
They
and you play baseball.
Look at
you want
my boy runs like Hayes.
This whole thing is about you want a boat. That's
yes,
all
I
you
do.
Want.
Yes,
Once you get your boat, you don't care what happens.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.